Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours, including News Talk 1150, WIMA, and, well, a couple others across Canada, because you know what? We're Canadian. I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's okay, because guys, it is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. This is episode number 292. Last time on Rad, I got mad. I reviewed Jetstream Sam, the first piece of DLC for Konami's Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, and well, it sucked. Some people disagree with me, but no, I thought it sucked. I don't think it's worth $10 at all. But today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I believe is totally worth your money. You can already tell where this review is going to go. I'm going to be talking about NetherRealms and, their latest release. We're talking about Injustice, Gods Among Us, the huge DC fighting game. And I'm going to be talking about the Collector's Edition and also going to give you my thoughts on some of the prequel comics as well. Also want to send a big shout out to DC Comics and Pamela for helping me out get these comics for this review. I'm really looking forward to seeing what else happens with the Injustice comic book series. So I guess without any further ado, let's rock and roll and talk about Injustice. So I got this game on both the Xbox and PlayStation 3. I got the regular edition for PlayStation 3 and the collectors for the Xbox 360, though not my first choice. I prefer my fighters on the PlayStation 3. And I knew about this game. I didn't read a whole lot about it. I knew the character roster. I didn't follow any of the character battles, although I did listen to Angry Joe's top 10 reasons why Superman should win over Batman, though Batman ultimately won that tournament. But, you know, one, two words, heat vision, super speed, you are dead. But I like Batman as well. But moving on. So I got this, and I was really impressed. In fact, Jamie Johnson, the host of the Prototype over on This Week in Geek, this is the first fighter he's really gotten into, because the storyline was actually a lot of fun to watch from a cinematic point of view. And I can't think of many games that really just suck someone in like that. I mean, even my wife, Blair, sat down and watched us play through the 12 chapters of the game. And it's a really good, fun experience. So that's something I think this game has going for it. It's got casual appeal. But let's get into the review. So the gameplay / storyline for Injustice Gods Among Us. Well, what has happened is the Joker has kidnapped Lois Lane and the unborn baby Kent. And, well, he holds them hostage. And Superman kills them, thinking they are Doomsday. And basically, Metropolis is destroyed by a nuclear weapon that the Joker has acquired, and basically 8 million people wiped out in an instant. Superman loses his shit, for lack of a better phrase. He kills the Joker, and he decides, you know what? Enough of this crime, enough of the suffering. This ends today, this ends now. And basically, he becomes a super dictator. And that kind of reminds me of Superman Red Son, where he becomes the self-appointed dictator of the world. You know, his heart's in the right place, but in this version, Superman's insane. There's actually one point in the storyline where, well, I did not expect these characters to die. I was like, holy shit. And I remember looking at my friend Jamie thinking, did he just do that? So, it was cool. I was really, really impressed with it. And you play this out through about 12 chapters. Should take you about 5 to 6 hours to clear, depending on the difficulty you play it on. I think this is based upon the Mortal Kombat 9 engine. At least, it feels like that. The characters feel kind of really, really heavy, is how I would describe them. So, much like a typical Mortal Kombat fighter. Except there are a few really cool, notable differences. You have your light, heavy, and medium attacks. I think I just said medium. I meant medium. And you also have something that's like a character-specific power. Some people get like a damage damage boost, other people get damage reduction. One of the characters can actually heal themselves, which is really neat. And other characters get an automatic projectile, such as green arrow, which actually you can get an achievement for that, winning a match with only arrows. Another really cool thing is something called the clash system, which only happens on your second bar of life. Basically, you can wager your super meter. So think like Street Fighter 4 tile stuff, like performing an EX move. You can wager that and you can potentially deal more damage, or you can get some of your health back. I think up to 33%. And it's really neat, though I find the only way to really win those is to have more than the other guy, because you don't know what he's betting. So it's a real roll of the dice. I find don't do it unless your meter's full. But if that's the case, you can do the next cool thing, which is your character's super move. And some of them include getting a pie in the face and getting shot with a rocket launcher. Another one involves being hit by the Batmobile, being launched into space. Another really cool one, this is from Deathstroke. He shoots you, kicks his sword up into the air a la Matrix style, kicks it through your chest, and then wields a pair of SMGs to waste you. It's really neat. I found there's a lot of them. No matter how many times I see them, I think they're really cool. Another really cool thing about the gameplay is that you can knock people through destructible environments. Like, you can also use the environment as a weapon themselves. But you can turn this off for one-on-one play. But I'll talk more about the multiplayer when I get there. Like, you can throw TVs in Arkham. You can throw Kryptonian stuff in Superman's Fortress of Solitude. You can hit them with the spaceship that he came down in. And with the level transitions, you can knock them all the way across Metropolis. You can knock them into a museum, back out on the streets. You can knock them through buildings in Gotham where they get hit by like a train. Some of them are quite insane. Some of them are quite fun, though. And that all adds to the damage, though. Now, one thing I will say is having all the destructible environment... If you have everything turned on default, you play this game by default, it is really easy to take advantage of certain things in the environment. In fact, I've seen 100% combos, but that may be just a flaw that needs to be corrected via balancing. But I find it's very easy to spam in this game and still win. In terms of gameplay, anything else that it introduces, there's also little mini-games. Like, the Joker starts throwing cards, or you gotta deflect stuff with green arrows, like chairs and shit being thrown at you. Or, dodging stuff. It's really neat, though. I really find that actually kind of kick-ass. Although, one thing Angry Joe mentioned in his review, and I'll mention here, is during one of the mini-games, you're fighting Black Adam as Superman, and Adam is picking cars right out of traffic, and Superman starts blowing them up with his heat vision. He's murdering innocent civilians. I just found that kind of funny. But overall, it's a very enjoyable single-player experience. Another thing that I did notice as well, just while I'm thinking about it, is there is no dedicated block button anymore. It's very Street Fighter-esque. You just push back. Now, I kind of preferred the button for Mortal Kombat fighters, because here it just feels... I wouldn't say it feels unnatural, but there's definitely a learning curve with it, though. That's pretty much the main storyline. I mean, there are some additional modes which will teach you stuff, but I'll get to that. Like I said, a lot of the meat of this review will be in the multiplayer / extras. Looking at the graphics for this game, it's very pretty. I think some of the character models are tremendously detailed. One of the things I really do like is the detail they put into the Green Lantern and Sinestro's constructs. Stuff like that, like being able to summon the wall, or his claws, or the machine gun. If you use a different costume, sometimes some of their super moves change slightly. Like when I got attacked by the Yellow Lantern, during the campaign, and I wasn't sent to Oa. I was in the middle of the desert. I don't know whether that was on Kurigar or not, Sinestro's home planet, but it changed. But yeah, like when you use the Green Lantern Super, for example, you go to Oa, and if you look on top of the pillars, there's all the Guardians. That's neat. You look in the background of the Watchtower, you can see Martian Manhunter. You go to the prison, you can see Gorilla Grodd kicking the crap out of people. If you go through another level, you can see Parasite and I think Deadshot in the background. There are so many little nods there too. Like, it's retarded how many cool things are hidden in this game. And if you're a hardcore DC fan, or even just a casual one, you'll notice these things. And it's really cool to see that the graphics people took the time to put those little nods in. And Communist Superman looks really cool. I, for example, have chosen to main Sinestro and probably Deathstroke. And just the amount of detail that goes into some of their costumes. Like, Sinestro's regime gives him a helmet, adds a more intimidating look to his armor. And you can see just the indentation of the Sinestro core emblem in his chest. See how far it would stick out if it was real. With Slade Wilson, aka Deathstroke, through his different costumes, you can like notice different things about his weaponry. There's a really cool dynamic lighting engine in this too. And if you just pick the right character, they look really cool. And that's another thing too. I love the choice of character costumes that you can get. And there's going to be more promised down the road with each update. And they're supposed to be free. Although the only one I'm missing right now is the Blackest Night Batman. So if anybody has that code for Xbox 360, Mike@thisweekingeek.net, please get a hold of me, because that would be really cool of you. But anyway, yeah, it's pretty. The cutscenes play out. Some of them use the in-engine, and they look a little weird. My only complaint about this, really, is Wonder Woman seems to be the only character model that I think looks consistently bad. She has this really weird, vapid look in her eyes sometimes, or she has this gigantic forehead. It really takes you out of the game for just a second. Also, you'll notice on Batman's mask, you can tell where the mask is supposed to be, and that's clear, but where he has the dark things around his eyes, it looks like he's wearing makeup. It looks off. It just throws me. Then again, I'm used to my Batman looking like the Arkham Asylum and the Arkham City ones. Which, those skins are cool looking too, by the way. But yeah, pretty looking game. Never really encountered anything too terrible with graphics other than Wonder Woman, I think, looking the worst. But it's really neat to see some of these things in action. Like when Superman punches the guy up into the atmosphere, you can see him passing through the different layers of the atmosphere. And the atmosphere has this kind of a sheen to it. Think of kind of like a soap bubble is what how I would describe it. But you part the clouds. If your characters take damage, it shows up. Even when you get beat down with a super move, the damage you've taken shows. It's cool. It really is. I mean, you're not dripping goo everywhere, but you look hurt. Moving on to the sound for this game. Fantastic voice acting. Adam Baldwin as the Green Lantern. Never would have picked that. Never would have thought of him as a Green Lantern, but not a bad choice. Nathan Fillion would have been my choice, but hey, whatever. You get Kevin Conroy as Batman. Awesome. I think it's George Newbery. He's the voice of Superman. My only complaint here is I kind of wish they brought together the characters who did them in the Justice League cartoon. It would have been really cool to hear Michael Rosenbaum as the Flash, or Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor. Although the guy that plays Lex Luthor is Mark Rolston, and I'm pretty sure that's Drake from Aliens. Which is cool. I didn't know he did voice work. And Tara Strong as Harley Quinn, so aka Twilight Sparkle. But yeah, the voice cast, tremendously strong, really well done. My only complaint is, and once again, it took Angry Joe to point this out to me, and I'm like, hey, now that you mention it, there's music in this game. There's some great music in this game, but you never hear it. I mean, you know basically the intro stage stuff, the main Injustice theme, and that's all I can remember. Now, I did notice, I was playing this, I play most of my games on a 5.1 surround sound system, and I was in the museum with Batman, and I think I was fighting Catwoman or something, and I could hear things behind me in the rear channel. That's cool. I could hear things like, if glass was falling off a building, I would hear that. So I think there's actually some really strong sound design here, if you listen for it. There's some pretty cool stuff. So moving on to my last category of multiplayer / extras. The extras, you can unlock skins, and you can actually download the iOS game, which is actually kind of fun. You can unlock different character backgrounds and portraits. And some of these things are cool because they come from comics. They have Superman number 75, the death of Superman with the flag and his cape. They got some Adam Hughes-inspired Wonder Woman art in there as well. Some very cool Batman covers from the 70s. There's a lot of really cool stuff to look at. And some of the character portraits are really cool looking too for your hero card, which is what you bring online. And you can also unlock battles and challenges. Like you go through and you can like here, defeat everybody in the game on one life bar, or every time you hit them they regenerate health, which forces you to use combos or just never let up on them. Or you do these things called Star Labs. There's about 10 for each character. And you do a mini storyline for them. Like, Batman has to capture all the people from Arkham. Superman has to defeat Lex's plan. And if you pre-order this game from GameStop, you get ones based on Red Sun, where basically you have to be communist Superman and defend the justice of, you know, the People's Republic of whatever. And some of those are kind of fun. Some of them are really annoying. And I'll just share this anecdote because it really pissed me off, this one. There's one thing when you're playing as Catwoman, you have to do an intro combo. And it's called the Cat's Eye Combo. I don't know. I sat there for 40 minutes and couldn't get it to work. I find the timing input on some of these combos is a little weird. Sometimes I can pull off some amazing 70% combos. Other times I whiff and hit air. I don't know whether it's me, is it my controller? I don't know. But I think that's kind of cool that the fact that, you know, there is that level of detail put in there for comic nerds. Although, once again, I did notice this once it was pointed out to me. There is no tag team mode. I would have loved to have fought people as the Green Lantern and Sinestro. And if I could get Sinestro's Green Lantern core costume, that would be cool. Or, you know, have Batman and Nightwing fight someone. Or Superman and Wonder Woman fight Lex Luthor and, I don't know, Solomon Grundy or something. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Now, to talk about the Collector's Edition, you do get some new skins based upon the new 52, Arkham City, and Red Sun, which is what I got from pre-ordering from GameStop. And you also get Flashpoint costumes if you buy the Season's Pass, which gives you 4 characters for the price of 3. One of them is confirmed to be Lobo. However, a little birdie told me today, and I don't know, I'm not going to mention names here, but a person that I think who maybe has a little bit of insight into this told me supposedly the DLC characters are supposed to be Ivy, Batgirl, and Scorpion, and with 2 others to still be decided. I don't know if it's possible. I think that's neat. I myself want Atrocicus, Booster Gold, and Power Girl. I think that would be awesome. But the statue you get with this, it's really neat, actually. It's like probably about a foot and change tall, just a little over. It's Wonder Woman throwing Clark's spaceship at Batman, but she's got her lasso of truth wrapped around his throat. It's nicer than I expected, though not the nicest statue I've seen in the last little bit in terms of collector's edition. I still think the nicest statue I've seen was the Assassin's Creed 3 one with Connor, probably followed by, I thought the Infamous 2 Coles one was actually really nice. So, not too bad. And you also get a copy of the movie Justice League Doom, which is based upon the Tower of Babel storyline for Justice League of America. Fantastic movie. Really, really cool. Unfortunately, you're not getting the full retail version. What I mean by that is you don't get a case for it. You're getting it in just a simple plastic sleeve. That kind of sucks. But is the package worth it? You know what? I'm going to say the statue display is really nice. The game is fantastic. Is it worth $100? Well, it's really going to depend on your mileage here. The fact that you can unlock stuff with the mobile game is cool, but you do have to do that either by winning a crap ton or via microtransactions. I've only dumped maybe $5-6 into it. Because, I don't know, the game is fun. Now, one thing, as of this recording, I'm recording this on Monday, April 22nd, zombie mode does not work. As in, you can't access it, although I've heard reports that some people have. But for some reason, it has never worked for me. And hopefully they'll fix this, because, you know, it's launch week. It's totally forgivable. So hopefully that will get resolved. But my final word on this is that Injustice: Gods Among Us is totally worth it. I mean, even if you're not a fighting game fan, if you're a comic fan, you're going to have a lot of fun with this. If you're not either, give it a rent. I think you're really going to have fun, and I think in the end you're likely going to end up buying it. One of the things I forgot to mention is I did play this game online. One-on-one works fine for me. Worked great. As of my review today, I had problems accessing King of the Hill mode, which, you know, basically 8 fighters in a room, people bet XP if whether they can beat you. It's kind of cool, and you can watch the fight happen in real time. Survivor, same thing, except you get health back. And it's to prevent, you know, people being who are ridiculously good from just mopping the floor with, like, everybody. However, there also are some unlocks that don't work. Now, one of the costumes I want is the Yellow Lantern. You have to win a ranked match with the Green Lantern. It doesn't unlock. My friend Chris tried to do it 5 or 6 times, won every match, never worked. So hopefully, once again, this will be addressed in a future update. So anyway, guys, like I said, totally worth it. You should check it out. Later on this week, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I know on thisweekingeek.net I'm doing a show for Jurassic Park. So I may take a trip back to Isla Sorna or Nublar. I can't forget. The first island. And I might check out the Jurassic Park game for the Xbox 360 because I didn't get a chance to play it when it first came out. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me. So I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on reviewaday.ca.